Friday the 28th of March, Kof Aleph Adar Sheni, Rabbi Yitzchok Lau, Insight into Parsha Shmini.
This year, we see in Parsha Shmini an interesting thing. The same theme in Parsha Shmini, we have also this year Parsha's Purim. Usually, if it's not the Ibiyo, it's not the Shalom Ubayat, if it's not the leap year, then it usually comes up before in the Parshas. But this year, interestingly enough, it comes up also in Parsha Shmini and also Parsha's Purim. We know that there's no such thing as mitzvah, has to be something, the same theme, the same inyan. And it's taka we see, if you go through the Parsha, we'll see in Parsha's Purim, we'll see the equivalent of a certain inyan which comes up through both of them. The Parsha starts with Parsha Shmini. Yom Shmini de Miluim, Yom HaKomet HaMishkon, Aleph Nissan, HaShavuot HaShchina, after Chet HaEgel, we had Kabbalah Kotzer, Yom Matan Tzeder and Yom Kippur, Am Yisrael came and they built the Mishkon, and the time now, even though everything was already ready on Chanukah, so the time was ripe for HaShavuot HaShchina, on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, this is Yom Rishon, Asorah Torah not worth the Yom, 10 crowns took that day, and he started the Mishkan, and he took a special korban, Kachlecho Egel, that he told to Aaron, Kachlecho Egel ben Boko Lechatos, Shteke Egel. So what was the Inyan of Egel? So Rashi explains, Lehudia to Amisol, Shemechapalu Yakovish Bochu, Alide Egel there, through this calf that they're bringing, Yakovish Bochu to the Mechapa, Al Maisa Egel Shosa. The Ashrot Hashchina, the Dinah B'Tamidosh, is the Inyan of Kaporos HaEgel. And then we go through the Parsha. We have them on that day with Nodav Aviu, which is, we have a Shekel Kasha in the Chumah. We see B'tzad Echod, it says, B'Kroi V'Yakodesh, the ones who are close to me. It's going to be Kedusha, Miskadesh Shmoi, Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Even if Moshe Rabbeinu had a Havamina, he thought, maybe it's me and Aaron. Till he says, no, it's Taka Nodav Aviu. But such shiny has not had a few others. Shle not in Noshi, Shle not in Boni, they had a very so. We have to understand, all the Kroivai, the Nont, the close to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, all with such shiny, on the other hand, they did a very so. If they're so close, why did they die? And then we see, Shsue Yain. Then we go further on the Parashah, we see there's the Ian of Tahaira, we see the Tahaira of Mikveh, we see a Tahaira. That's possibly the theme in the Parashah. Also, this is the Parashah of Sporo. Parshas Pora Aduma. We have Parshas Pora Aduma. It's also, even though we know it's a chok, we cannot understand it, we're not supposed to understand it. Amati Achkomo, Shlima Melech, Achokam Bikolodom, the cleverest of all. Amati Achkomo, Birechoikam Imen. It's far away from me. Derech Tzakos, as you could say, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Vishinantom Levonecho, and it has to be Tvivri Toiro Mechudodin, so be sharp in Yipicho. Everybody should know Chochma like it's his sister. So Chazal say, like Achoisi, everybody knows his sister is also to him. Everybody should have time to give the Torah. Could be, Shlomo HaMelech said, Amati Achkomo. I wanted that Pasha Bor should be a Chochma to me, like my sister. Be a Choykom, and it's far, it's a distant relative. He didn't understand it so close, it should be like Achoisi, it's a Choykom. It's far distant from him. Even though he knew it was a chok, he tried to understand it, but he couldn't understand it. Avo Bikei, Rashi brings for a Moshe Adashin that we know Tovo Imoi, that the mother should come and clear up the mess what the child did. I mean, the mother being the poro, the child being the eagle, and should clear up the mess. V'hoyezo la'adat, the name is going to mishmeres, it's going to be a tikkun, it's going to be a tikkun for Chata Egel. The Chata Egel is going to be, it's going to be a tikkun. Interesting enough, the Remez, the Chazal tell us in Yom Kiddushin, Chachomim Rishonim are called Seifrim. Divrei Seifrim, you know they're called Seifrim. So Rashi explains why they're called Seifrim, the Gemara explains, show you Seifrim, Kol Oisi Yoshe Batayla. The count of the letters in the Torah. It's an interesting point over here, it says, in the past of the Egel, Ubayun Pokti, the day of Pikadon, the day of judgment, I would say, Upokati Alem Chatoisam. That's enough. So Gemara, Rashi brings down in the Chokol Puronos. There's no punishment that Am Yisrael got. That there wasn't a chelik, a part of Chet HaEgel. I mean, any bad thing that happens to Am Yisrael b'meshach all the years, the Ezel is a part of it. The Gemara explains in Sanhedrin is a bit different. The Gemara says, "Ein lechokul." The machlokes in Gemara. Oh, la'ach achov dalad doyves b'yom pokti. When is the day of judgment going to be? Or pokav galim chatoisom that day was on the day of Chub Mechamidus. So Rashi in the Gemara Sanhedrin explains there's 24 generations, 24 doyves from Chete Egel to Beisach Chub Mechamidus. So I understand why they took the number 24 because it's 24 generations. But on the other hand, the Gemara says, but Rashi brings down, Elecho kol puronuyoit, there's no punishment, she'en behem echad michob daled litrish, one part of 24 chelik. So, that means that's Rashi explained, but why does the Gemara have to say one part of 24? What's 24 then? I thought, interestingly enough, it's b'yoyim, pokti, or pokat yaleim chatoisam, it's 24 letters. In the way Aleim is written Chisorim Medachusa, it's Yoim Pokti Aleim Yoim Pokti or Pokal Galeim Chatoisom. There's 24 letters. So understood Chazal understood that there's 24. Though it's all 24 generations, all 24, one part of 24. Interesting. How does Rashi Pashas Poro know that it's a Kaporo? The Hoyeso the Bnei Yisroel leMishmeres as the so Rashi says the Hoyeso the Bnei Yisroel leMishmeres. Here in Parshas Chukas, so over there we Rashi brings from Moshe Adashin that there is that is going to be a kapora on the sorry there's a pasuk over here to the Mishmeres. From there we know it's a mishmeres like the it's a mishmeres the doyros. It's also mishmeres. So when we learn out, interesting. If you count the oisias, the letters of it, there's 23 letters left. That means we had the chet b'yoy pokti was 24. It's going to be a das b'nei yisrael. It's going to be the mishmeres. It's taking off that one part of 24. It's taken off. It only said 23. And then there's divrei sofer. But we see over here this Chete Egel, the Kapora. What is Taka the union of Chete Egel that we see that the Pora Aduma is Mechata on the Chete Egel? And that we see that it means we have the available the Egel, and connected them the Kapora, the Tikkun we're supposed to do is the Pora Aduma. And then we have Ashuras Hashchina, the Mishkan, which is Ashuras Hashchina. The Gemara tells us in Chulin, Avraham Avinu says, Va'onoichi Offer the Afer. I am offer, I am earth, and Afer, I am ashes. Anochi offer the Afer. So the Gemara says, because, b'schus, that he said, Anochi offer the Afer, Am Yisrael was zoicha to two things. It was zoicha to offer, the offer zoicha, that means that somebody has his wife, his choshed, he has a chash, he doesn't know if she did the Aveiro, she didn't do Aveiro, she sinned, or she didn't sin, he brings it to the Beis Hamikdash, and he takes the earth, and they mix it with water, and then we see what happens. So b'schai said that, I am offer, Am Yisrael was zoicha to be, to have offer from offer soita. B'schai said an Efer, Yanoichi Efer, so B'schai said Efer, B'schai said he have Efer from Pora Aduma. That is, that means, Avraham Avinu was Goyim. What are these two things? The Mashah also asked another kasha, the Mashah on the spot asked that, maybe I understand, if somebody wouldn't have Avraham Avinu, what would have happened if Avraham Avinu wouldn't have said, Anoichi offer the Efer? What would have happened? So he says, okay, somebody had a wife, he doesn't know what happened to her. Or he gets divorced, he gives her the ksuba, he doesn't know. So with Zoichav, we can be Mavaro, we can check it out and see what happened. But without Efer, that means people with a couple tumor. How would we take off the tumor, asked the Mashal? If Avraham Avinu wouldn't have said it, what would have happened? So the Mashal says, maybe they would have some hard way. But it could be interesting, there's an interesting machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. What is the Maila, what is the mind of Pora Aduma that you have. So Rashi explains as Rochen that the person is Nitma and then he becomes Tohoi. So okay, he was Tomei, he's a Tohoi. So Pora Aduma does that he was Ke'ilu never Nitma. He was never Tomei. It's like, he was never Tomei. So you could say according to Rashi, you have this minor that a person who was never tomei, like this, he would be in tomei and he would be torn. But to be, he would never, ilu, he would never ever have the kabbal tomei, that's my only have by Poroduma. The Rambam, on the other hand, the Masech the Torah, Perek Dalet, says, the Maile Poroduma says, Yois Toho is Misha Kibbul Tumah, the Misha Loi Kibbul Tumah. That means a person, a normal person, was not tomei, was not toy. But if he's Makabul Tumah, and then they were Zoyrak, they threw on him this water from the Eifa Paraduma, and the Torah is made on him, Toho is who, he is toy, he is more toy. The other book, like that, he says, a person, a Torah, like this, a person doesn't know. But the Torah is made, the Torah says, Ades is witness, I say, the Torah says, he is toy, that's a great for a minor, that's minor he has, somebody who was Makabul, has law from Meimid. There's an interesting kasha that they say that Rav Hirschsprung, Zechon Levrocha, I think he was in Canada, he asked once at the top. Montreal, yes, he once asked the Satmar of a kasha on this Rambam. The Gemara says in Brochus, Chof Beis and Beis, they were all sitting together, Rav Popper, Rav Huna Ba Yeshua, Rav Rabba Bashmur, and they ate together, and they said, who should bench between us? Who should take Birchas Hamazon? Have a kriche rifta, a dodder, they ate bread. So Rav Popper says, he was Tomei, but I had him in Nair Tisho Kavim. Told him in Tisho Kavim, so I'm Tomei, so I'll bench. So Rabbi Bashmur says, no, I went to Mikveh, a boy who spoke, which is even a better Dagger, a higher Madrega, a higher level of Tomei. Rav Huna Breedim says, you know what? I have a Chlam of the Kabbal Tumas. Since I was a Kabbal Tumas, so I've got the highest Madrega, so I will bench. So he asked the Satmarov, why does the Rambam say that a person who is toys a better, higher level than somebody? You see, the Gemara says, Mefurish, that Rav Huna Breidi Rav Yeshua said that I was Bechlal not the Kabbal Tumah, and since I was not the Kabbal Tumah, so I should bench, I should say Birchas Hamazon, I should be the Mezamen. So he answered them, there's a difference between two sorts of Tumah. There's a Tumah Sheyotzal Meguf, a person's Metama. They were talking about personal relationships, and they have Metumah. So such a Tumah, it's really maybe a higher Madrei, a higher level, if you'd never. The Rambam is talking about somebody who's nitzvah lemeis, not him, tumah came from himself. He was mekabel tumah from somebody else. He got tumah from somebody else, maybe that's different, and that's a higher level. So he's differentiating between the two sorts of tumahs that they have. But we see this mile of Ofer Ve'efer. There's an interesting word from the Goyen, the Vilna Goyen, he says, what's Ofer Ve'efer? He says, Ofer has no past. There's nothing in the past, it has nothing, but it has a future. As a future, you can plant in it, you can build with it, you put it with water, you can make something with it, you can build bricks, you can build a house, you can do something with offer. Esau, on the other hand, is the other way around. It had a past, but it's good, it has no future whatsoever. Avraham Avinu said to himself, Vanoichi, offer the Esau. I have no past, I have no future, I have nothing, I have no value, no past, no future. Since we scar that, he got offer. What does offer do? Offer, you take the soita, we don't know what happened. Did she sin? Didn't she sin? She was beseder. She wasn't. We bring the offer, and the offer is mevar for us the past. Even the offer usually in the future, it's mevar for the past. The eifa, on the other hand, the eifa is you take the eifa from the paraduma, and we make this person who is now Tom, he cannot go into the Bishamidosh. He cannot eat truma. He can't do many things. So we give him from this eifa, and it gives him a future. So the offer of the eifa gives what he said, the schadim, it goes punfaka, the other way around, he gets a schar, also he has now a future with the eifa and he has a past. But Avraham Avinu, we see two things, a very interesting thing. Ma'olam, there was never anybody called Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Odoin, till Avraham came along. He was the first, the Gemara says in Brachos, the first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Odoin. Odoin, like you have a slave, you have a master, that's it. A master was still with him. There's a very interesting story from the Goyen that there's somebody once printed a siddur, and his pirush in the siddur, in the beginning of the siddur, writes Adon Olam. So he says, why did he say in the beginning of davening, in the beginning of shachris, Adon Olam? So he then writes a pshat because it says that the three others, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they were masakin, they made the tefillah. Avraham made shachris. So since Avraham was the first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon, so you said Adon, so you say Adon Olam before shachris, which he wrote. The Goyen took the siddur, he took it, and he was so happy, he took the siddur, and he started dancing from joy. He was dancing. So somebody asked the Brisker Rav, you know, our Musa and the Goyen knew Kol HaTorah Kulo, backwards and forwards, you know, inside out, he knew everything. Very nice chat, I don't know, Yom, Odo in the first Twitter, very nice, but what's this excitement, what's this happiness, what's this joy? So Brisker Rav said, when he's talking about Divrei Torah, if it's emes, it can be simple, it can be most complicated, it can be a complex issue. If it's Torah's emes, the same joy you have from a complex issue or a simple pshat, Torah's emes is emes. The Gaon understood Baruch Chachmosei. Adon knowing that we say in the morning, because Avram said Odon, he understood, oh, this is Torah's emes, this is Torah's emes, you're happy with it, he enjoys with it, this is, they called him Odon. We take a see that Avram Avinu was taka the first person who had bris milah, because Avram gave bris milah. Because they asked the kasha, all of the farshim asked the kasha, why didn't Avram Avinu marry himself till HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him? Eikev asher shamati bekoli HaKadosh Avram Avinu is mekayim kol haTorah kuloi, even at kovayim till even erev tashilim erev tchumim. Why didn't he do bris milah? It's kama v'chama tirutim. Because if he's not mitzvah, he's a chabal atzmai. But basic tenet is that an eved, like the Gemara says, like an eved, in the olden times used to have a slave, so he had a sign, he had a symbol, I don't know if he had a tattoo or some sign on him, an eved to show that he's a slave. A yid has a sign, a symbol that he's an eved. Hashem is the bris milah, that's a bond between us, that's our sign. An eved, even though an eved does not do on his own account. I ever does only what he's told, even though I know he wants. But if I'm a slave, I do not do until I am told, because I'm a slave. Avraham Avinu was a slave to Hashem, was an eved Hashem. He said, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be similar, but as long as he doesn't tell me to do it, I'm not going to do it. The whole mahus, the whole essence of Mila is to be a slave to Hashem. We have to be bonim atam Hashem, we have to be like children, to see to do what is rotten, to do what he wants from us. But we have to remember we are his slaves as well, and we're standing in awe as a slave stands in awe for our master who could do anything with him. That's why Avraham Avinu didn't leave it. And that's why he called him Odon. He had a master and a slave. He was the first one to give out the word of Odon, that he's the Odon, that he's the master of everybody, that he's the Odon. And he was the slave, he was the Mila Kenegdoi, he was the Odon, and he was the Eder. That's mightily received by Avraham Avinu. We also see Avraham Avinu, he built the base of Mochem Amidus, the Rambam. And here is Mr. Prila, when he talks about the Mokhim of Mizbeach, he starts by saying, and this place where the Mizbeach is, that is where Avraham Avinu was put the Akedah Yitzchak. This is the Mokhim HaMikdash. We started with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the Eved Hashem, and Avraham Avinu is also the Avodah. When we come to talk about Avodah Hashem, we see that the Torah Duma comes to tell us it's a chok. That means certain things, if you understand it, you don't understand it. The problem with Chet HaEgel, as the Beis HaLevi talks in Arichus in certain places, in Parshas Ki Sisra, that they wanted a Malik. They wanted a new leader. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't here. The Ish Moshe Boishesh Lovoi is not around. So they said, okay, we'll take a new leader. We'll take a new leader. They went to Arna Koyen. They want to do it. So somebody should be a go-between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should tell us what to do, where we should go. But they don't make an account. The problem was that they were not told what to do. They did it by themselves. Their own cheshbon, their own logic, their own thinking, the way they wanted. One does by oneself not being told, that comes out, the golden calf comes out. The tshuva kenega then was, Torah Aduma, choik, we do not understand, metayer, tmeyim, metamatoyim, we do not understand, we should try, we know that it is going to be a kapora of the egel. But we know the kapora is, it's not a stealer that we don't know, is there a reason behind it? Is there no reason behind it? There is a reason. We know it is a kapora for Chet HaEgel, but the kapora is because I do not understand it. Omati Yachkoma, I try to understand it, and I know I don't understand it, and that is what I have to do. I have to know that I'm doing because Hashem said, and only what Hashem said, and that's why the Omati Yachkoma, and here are Chet HaMeni, and that is the reason of Paratuma, that we have to be like slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You come to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the Mokem Avoido. That we do avoid. Avoid is also very nice. You have to do mitzvahs. Avoid is Roshon Eved, Roshon Avdus. To have a Kodesh Bogus, a Shros, a Shchina, Ribe, Mashmini, Kach Lecho Egel, take this calf and be Makriv. And we say, Melamed, Vosha Kash, Tziva Hashem, Melamed Shalishino. He didn't change. He could have come with it. He didn't change exactly what he was told. Because when you're doing avoid, Beis HaMikdash, there you are a slave to do exactly what you're told. And that doing a slave, that we have from Avraham Avinu. And we have this from Avinu to do it, be a slave, and that's why to do it in the Beis HaMikdash. And that was the Torah Aduma to know that we're doing not what we want, not from our own account, only what we are told and what we, like a slave, does to his master. Melamed Shulei Shina. You also see interesting that the Gemara says, they talk about the Gemara Chagiga, says about going to the Beis Hamidosh, Mayofu Omaich Banaolim Bachnodis. How nice are your steps? Yofu is nice, your steps, you know, Po Omaich is the steps you go in Banaolim Bachnodis. The daughter of Nodis. So the Gemara says, who is this Nodis? So the Gemara says, Pitoi Shel Avon. That means Am Yisrael, that Knesset Yisrael is called the daughter of Avraham Avinu, Shem Hoyo Rishon Negerim. He was the first Ger, he was the first one, Shem Nodvoi Livoi. We talk about the Beis Hamidosh. You want to go to the Beis Hamidosh. Am Yisrael leaves everything behind. The older they go up, Aliyah Lerego to Beis Hamidosh, they are now, oh, you're now like the daughter, you're continuing Bas Nodiv, the Derech, the ways, you're going in the ways of Avraham Avinu to continue in his ways, to come to the Beis Hamidosh. Now, Hashos Hashkina, you want the Shkina? Sholosh. Twice, one to Kisiso, and his one takes Odoin. Stuck a dike in the Russian Odoin, your master. You're coming to get three times a year, you're going to be Basnodiv, the ways of Romavinu, he's your Odoin, he's your master. That's the way he comes to the Beis Hamidosh. That's our Voida as well. What we see by, we started with Nodav Ba'avihu, Kroiva HaKodesh. They were very close to Hashem. They were close, Kroiva even more than Moshe Rabbeinu. But what they do? Lokru Ketores Zoro. They make a Kav HaChomer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes so much Ketores. We take this Ketores, we bring it to him, we're doing it. Such a wonderful thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes it. We know he likes it. Let us do it. They did it on their own accord. They were not told. There was no Kash at Sivo. The Sipun explained. The Sipun explained they did it on their own accord without being told. Beis HaMidosh. Avoida is to be, to know you are doing as you're told. Avoida is Avdus. It's slave, you're like a slave, you don't do on your own account. And they did it. So Mitzad Echad, very good. They were very, they wanted to do Hashem, they wanted to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to get close to Him. They wanted to be Kedoshim, very good. But you do what you're told. Some of you get too close, you don't do. Can come a Eish, a fire from Shemayim, a fire from heaven and burn them. Because they were not Roy, they were not, you have to do what you're told. There's a Bala Turim, and I'll tell you, the end of Pasha today. He says everything, he says again, Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, the whole thing goes on and on. He says, 18 times he says, Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. He says, what is 18 times? Connected Shmuel Esther Brochus. We know we have now 90, but Esther Shmuel Esther Brochus. The 18 times is connected Shmuel Esther Brochus. I think, okay, very good, you know, 18 is Chai, Shmuel Esther Brochus. I mean, why is 18 got to do? Because you have Shmuel Esther Brochus, Shmuel Esther. But we know Kurum Zulas the Bnei Odom that is avoid the Tfilah, what we have now is Bin Koim, it is in the place of the Kabbalah. Our Tfilis also we know who made the Tfilis, we said Avraham, Yitzchak also made Yitzchak, made Mincha, Yankov made Maya, but the basic of the Tfilah was Avraham Avinu. Avraham, he instated the Tfilah. Tfilah is avoider is Kasher Tzivah Hashem Es Moshe. Very nice. We daven. We have a Shulchan Aruch. We know when to daven, what time to daven, and how to daven. I mean, people go, they want to daven in all sorts of ways, all sorts of things. Very nice. They want to do it, but do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We do that because when we are davening, it's ke'eved kamo morei, the Chazal say, like a slave in front of his master. Because tefillah, the avoid of tefillah, the avoid of tefillah is the avoid to stand and to daven with Hashem like ke'eved. And that's why it says Kasher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe 18 times, like the 18 brochas we have in the Shmoneh Esrei, the Tefillah and the Amidah, which is connected to the union of Avodas HaTefillah. In Parshas Torah as well, you see interesting, there's even a machlokes, why is the derisa of the Rabbanon? There's a Tosis in brochas, and there's other Rishonim that say, to hear Parshas Torah is a derisa. So we turn it to Rabbanon. It's an interesting thing, why is it derisa? But what is Taka the reason why we have to hear Parshas Torah? So in the Gemara and the Gila says we have to it says the Sedorim of the four Parshas. And Parshas Torah is because you should be Metara ourselves before to be Maksif Korban Pesach. Could we have these two points over here? First of all, to Metara yourself Mekabel, and then to do the Avoida, because we have the, as we said, the Offer and the Eifer. We have Mitzar Echod, the offer that is to build the Beis Hamikdash, and the Eifer that we have to militarize ourselves. So we have the two points of to hear it, to militarize, to have Parshas Torah. That means we are going to prepare ourselves to be makriv the Korban Pesach. And with Korban Pesach, we became Avdei Hashem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Mitzrayim, he says, At Irem Ve'erio, you were naked with any mitzvahs. V'mayim melach v'damayim chayi, v'oim melach v'damayim two domin. There was Dam Mina and Dam Pesach. Dam Mina was the Mina, like we said, that was Avraham Avinu, the mitzvah of going to be Evet, and also Pesach is the mitzvah of Pesach, is to be Evet Hashem. And I once heard, a vows from my father, a friend of Rosa. He said over that we see there's two mitzvahs asei v'schiyas korah. So just be cut off. Everything we know, there's mitzvahs lois asei averus, don't do this averus, don't do this, certain averus, this. Then they get korah, it gets cut off. But why? Where do we see mitzvahs asei that there's a korah? A mitzvahs asei. Mitzvahs mila, somebody doesn't mad himself, he doesn't circumcise himself, there is a korah, but also he doesn't bring a korban pesach. Why these two mitzvahs? Because these two mitzvahs became Am Yisrael, the Oim Alach B'domai Chayim. We became the Am, we became Avde Hashem with these two mitzvahs. These became Avde Hashem, we left Avde Paroi before, we left Paroi and became Avde Hashem. Because these two mitzvahs became Avde Hashem, Avde Hashem. So if somebody doesn't become, he does not want to be an Eved, he says, he's a Moirat B'malchus, he says, I do not want to be, he doesn't want Chas V'Shalom to be an Eved to Hashem. That's why he's the Avde Hashem. But on the other hand, we see the groyska, the big, the it's every time Zulu Mazu. If we see somebody who's not the kind of these mitzvahs, he's not the kind of mitzvahs Mila, he is not the kind of Pesach, that means he has such a terrible onus, which is the Chavon Ratzam is just cutting himself off from eternity, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem, if somebody's Mekayim it, he's getting closer. He shows his Eved, he's Mekabal himself Abdus, he's Mekabal himself Abdus, the Mila, as David HaMelech said, every minute a person is Mekayim, and he went to the Beis HaMelech, to the bathroom, and he says, and he saw he was naked from the mitzvahs, and then he saw all of a sudden he remembered he was Gemalat, and he said, Sosol Nuichi Alim Rosecho. He's happy that he remembered it was Gemalat, the Mila, that every second the person is Gemalat, he knows, he's showing he has a sign in him that he's Eved Hashem. And also Pesach, a person has Pesach, he's close to Hashem, that means we are connecting ourselves, we are saying with this, we are Avdei Hashem. So if we're going to name Parshas Torah, and it's also being Parshas Shmini, and we're saying Parshas Torah, and we go to say Parshas Torah, why are we saying Parshas Torah? Because we want Be'ez Hashem, we want to be metal ourselves, we want to cleanse ourselves and get closer as we makrif korban Pesach, we have to show that we have the Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Eved Hashem has that we want to be, and with that we start to be closer and be mezgalataka the Avos Kna Hashem, and we should be soichet b'meir v'meir to be in the Beis HaMikdash.